biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Every single jackass here on Radio Row is going to introduce my next guest as a Super Bowl legend. For me, he's a Super Bowl villain because I'm a Patriot fan. And for a long time, and I have to face the villain, he just absolutely ruined my life when the ball somehow got stuck to his helmet and then eventually Plaxico Burress got into the end zone. He is Super Bowl champion David Tyree on behalf of DavidTyree85.com. I would say it's good to see you, but I have a lot of nightmares and late nights thinking about
you. Yeah, no reason to lie, man. But I give free hugs to all Patriots fans. You know, like, it costs them nothing. You know, like, I can not wear the ring. I can wear the ring. I'm here to accommodate you, man. I want you to have a good experience.
Okay. Well, we'll try. So I guess we have to relive the play. When you look back all these years later, take me through what comes through your mind.
I mean, it was really backyard football when you really look at it at the end of the day. I mean, people ask me, is 76 YSL Union? I've got a post. You know, it's kind of like in my mind, it's typically a dummy route because usually if the safety plays smart, he's going to respect the post over the top and maybe throw that sail route, which is a 15-yard out to Steve Smith. But they dialed up a pretty decent coverage for us to get the post over the top. It didn't matter. I thank my offensive lineman for not blocking anyone. And
holding.
Yeah.
There's holding on every play.
It was definitely some holding going on. We would like to say that they were getting to know each other very well. You know? I don't dislike you
because you're a very likable guy.
Listen, man, just enjoying the ride. I'm a special teams player. I know the grit and the determination, meaning no one could say that they deserve a moment like that. But, when I think about just the journey to get there, it was that moment of validation for me. So it's a moment where to get the victory is what makes it a real moment. And I wasn't scripting it that way. I was just amazed that Eli became Vanilla Vic and I was the black guy who couldn't jump. And you got two miracles in one play and boom, that's what it takes to beat that Patriot team.
The two things that annoy me the most is right before it, Asante Samuel dropping the football.
Yeah.
Because if he picks off that football, we may be not even talking to you today on radio, right?
One of the best playmakers ever, and he's one of my favorite corners of all time. You know, a lot of people think that I ran the wrong route or something, and it was actually Steve Smith. He runs the wrong route, and I think that was Eli's poor job of throwing the ball away. He almost threw it right to Asante Samuel in true Eli fashion, but we ducked the bullet.
And then also, when you catch the ball, and I've watched this play 9,000 times, and it has just haunted me, Rodney Harrison, who should be in the Hall of Fame, and I love Rodney Harrison, I don't get how he doesn't swipe that ball out of your hands.
I think he did. I think he tried. You know, and I know Rodney's, you know, he has to live this thing over and over again. I think he gets in the Hall of Fame. That's why I don't feel bad for him. I got one moment. I'm like, Rodney, you'll be okay. Eventually, you're going to get your yellow jacket and everything is going to be all right. And I don't think you can make a better play on the ball when you look at it. It was just something for me. It's, you know, like, luck is a word that you got permission to use. It was more providence for me. It was something that was appointed. There's a lot of backdrop and storylines and crazy things that happened throughout that year where I knew God was doing something special, not just with me, just with the team. And it kind of played out.
When you look at the Giants this past year, a guy like Isaiah Hodgins, you probably had to love with that story.
Loved it. I mean, like, it wasn't just, you know, the way he played. It was the story. And, man, he was out there competing. And what's my guy, the corner from the Vikings?
Peterson.
Peterson. He was out there giving them work.
Cooked them.
cooking them.
That's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, legit Hall of Famer. And he can still play a little bit. He's not what he once was, but he can really still play. So, I love the Hodges. I love how the team settled in. The receiver group, you talk about a decimated. I don't think that's ever happened where your top four receivers at the start of the season are not available. So it was the turnaround that the Giants had. And like I said, I was in the front office from 14 to 20. It was a nightmare. Not going too deep into that. It was great to see them finally turn things around.
Well, that's the biggest part. The culture of the Giants,
there you go,
is now back. And Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, you look at that roster this year, it's not like you have exceptional talent. It's not like you have so many building blocks on that roster. And to get in the playoffs and win a playoff game, that speaks a lot to the culture.
Completely true. And to me, that's what I said. It wasn't – and not only was it an average at best roster, it was a decimated with injury roster throughout the season. So – the Sterling Shepard injury, obviously Kadarius Toney gets shipped away. You have an unrecognizable receiver room, and you know you find Hodgins, and he's just like he's playing on the biggest stage, playing good football, and guys just believed in one another. To me, that's the power of team, and that's the power of belief. It was great to see them get that right in the culture.
David Tyree here with us on Radio Row. Zach Gelb here with you for CBS Sports Radio. The one part about Daniel Jones, and I see the reports that it could be anywhere $35, $36, $37 million a year. I don't know how high his ceiling is. Like, I don't know what his ceiling is, but it is impressive what he did this year with not a lot around him.
Yeah, I agree. I did tweet out toward midseason. I just said, he's the Giants. He's earned the right to be the Giants quarterback next year. Now, the price is the price does have to be right. This, you know, I think 30 million, you know, those low 30s is the numbers where the Giants want to be at, in my personal opinion, and it's because it's a 1 year season of being spectacular, and how do you reward a guy for 1 year? But now, were the cards against him previously? Yes, the cards were against him previously. You know, like I said, it was to me he was like a Eli Manning 2.0. Eli was a quarterback where he had to have the goons around him to be at his best. If he didn't have the best players around him, then he moved down to that second tier of a quarterback where, you know, he's still solid. He's going to show up. He's going to be determined, focused. But, you know, no, not championship caliber football week in, week out, unless we have the team. And I think that's Daniel Jones as well. And they finally have pieces in place that can move that team forward.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I can build around.
It's just funny how certain organizations, you see players kind of repeat throughout the years.
Oh, gosh.
And maybe just because they both look goofy, but everyone says Eli Manning, Daniel Jones, pretty much similar guys.
Yeah, it was weird for me. I'm in the front office, and I love the guy. I mean, like, I love the guy. I personally, as a evaluator, just didn't love it at six. And I think that, you know, that's not – I'm not a decision maker. I just didn't love it at six. Looking at Josh Allen. But do I understand what Gettleman's saying? If you believe that this is your guy, you don't wait. I just – I don't think – when you're looking at six, you have to pick – there shouldn't be the conversation of whether this guy has the right pieces around. Like, you know, it should be Lamar Jackson type of shift and change into the culture. It should be that Patrick – once he's on the field – you see what made him so special. To me, I think when you're a top 10 quarterback, that's what we should expect when we get you at number six. But doesn't change anything about whether this guy can play football, spin it, and lead a team. I think he can be that.
But you look at guys like Josh Allen or even Jalen Hurts is going to play in the Super Bowl on Sunday. They didn't really start to take off in the league
until
they got the weapons around him. Allen became an elite quarterback when he got Diggs. Now, he also helps Stephon Diggs as well. And for Jalen Hurts, look at the playoff game last year. And he was horrible. They had Smith. They add A.J. Brown, and boom, they're in the Super Bowl.
And I think that was my comparison to Daniel Jones was Jalen Hurts. And so I think that he has that kind of ability. Obviously, the Giants have a few more pieces to put in place to get to that. But the culture set, the belief, I mean, like his teammates clearly believed in him. I don't think it was ever an issue of your teammates believing. Once you see the guy, he's locked in. And he's far more athletic than Eli. And he's got a hose. I think it was just a learning curve. And I'm okay with, like, we're a little hard on quarterbacks. It's like one of these things where we think that, once a guy goes first round, we think they got to be lights out in that first 2 years. I think we look at Eli Manning. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Where he gets in, but he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, justified giving away all those draft picks for him in trading with the San Diego Chargers.
When you make that catch and it changes your life, and it always happens in the Super Bowl when it's someone you don't talk about ends up making probably the biggest play of the game. When did you kind of realize, wow, life is really changing for David Tyree?
Honestly, I didn't even realize it until almost a few years later, because I have like a freak accident injury not too long after the helmet catch, and I'm not able to build on that moment. And, it goes from getting the knee surgery, coming back at training camp, the soft tissue injuries, and that was it. So, but then it's like years later, I would even say, it's like you're still in the conversation. Like, I'm cool. I was never looking for limelight. I was never looking to be a celebrity. You enjoy the ride. You enjoy the business opportunities. And that's what's normal about it. So for me, it was easy to go back into my world, enjoy my family. I got a beautiful family, 7 kids total. And then next thing you know, the Giants are back in the Super Bowl run. And it's like, wow, it's like this thing looks just like our Super Bowl run. It's like, to be brought back into this conversation again, it's like, wow, this ain't going nowhere.
How do you compare your catch to Manningham's catch?
Yeah, totally different. His was, like I said, his was skill. Mine was God and grit.
Better be lucky than good.
Yeah. I don't no luck. No luck. No. Providence, baby. Providence. There's some things appointed, but I get it. To me, luck is finding $20. I find $20 around here. That's a good lucky day. But yeah, I get it. It's improbable. It's unscripted. It's probably not going to happen in the same way, in the same fashion. But I'm the gracious recipient of something great. Great.
We've had some crazy catches in the Super Bowl. To you, do you feel like yours is the best?
I do, and I do not just because of the pedigree of the catch as a standalone. It's the storyline. When Steve Sable, R.I.P. steps in to say this is the greatest moment of Super Bowl history, I'm kind of like, all right, Steve, I'm with you. You know, I know he hasn't seen a few.
Keep preaching.
Yeah. I'm like, I still hear that going through my head, even though he's in the grave. God rest his legacy. So yeah, it's one of those moments where you think about the storyline. The undefeated Patriots, Eli Manning, who he is, his journey to become a leader. This little gritty kid from Montclair, New Jersey, where did he come from? I think it's that what makes it the best play. For me, I think it's the best play. But I got to toot my own horn every now and then.
So you're in the podcast world now. Also, tell me about DavidTyree85.com.
Yeah, man. I mean, the podcast, we launched that last year. It's really just celebrating everybody's moment, pain points to success. I want to celebrate and elevate the common man just as much as the celebrity. Launched a catch camp here in Arizona this past weekend. So that was something that we were here in Arizona, had 65 kids each day. Foundational football, leadership development, careers in sports. So just full-blown entrepreneur. Everything you can find is right there on the website.
Who do you like in the game?
Oh, loving Kansas City. They were my preseason pick to win the Super Bowl. I think the grit and the determination of Patrick Mahomes is probably the only overlooked character attribute of his greatness and legacy. Go Chiefs.
Who's going to be the next Tyree in this game this week?
If there is anyone, it has to be somebody like an MVS, Valdez, Gatling. Or
now, he's not a receiver, but Hassan Reddick was 19 and a half sacks this year. Walk-on from Temple. His mom had to take out a loan so he could get a meal plan in college. I could see maybe a little Super Bowl MVP. I'm not just saying this because I went to Temple.
You think
yes,
so?
Yes, I am.
A defensive?
Strip sack, kind of like a Von Miller type of play, gets a touchdown. Maybe Hassan Reddick's the next David Tyree.
I'm all with it. And I knew some of that story. Didn't know it was that much meat on the bone. So I could root for that, but that means the Eagles will have to win.
And that you're
I'll
not
pass.
Rooting for them. David Tyree. It pains me to say this, but after all the years of torture and suffering that you caused me when my Patriots weren't able to go undefeated, it's good to see you and good to talk to you.
Appreciate you, man. I had a blast.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.